And I can tell you, as we added farms, now we have five farms and other three or four in process. I can tell you that the accuracy is very good. We were able to create an algorithm that predicts feed intake, not only in one specific farm, but also in other farms, which the algorithm was not trained on.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Adasail, provider of SmartAmine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Kemen invites you to optimize your herd's performance. Dive in at kemen.com/dairy. Virtus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Priority IAC, the only company bringing the fields of microbiology and nutrition together. Zinpro Isoferm is the nutrient your herd needs. Fuel the rumen first and unlock dairy herd productivity and greater profitability.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics. I'm Todd Calloway, and we are dedicated to bringing you the latest insights and discussions in the field of dairy nutrition and the industry. So get ready to expand your knowledge and stay ahead with today's episode. So we have a really exciting speaker looking at some issues that Afimilk has found. So we have Dr. Ronnie Yair, who is here from Afimilk. So Ronnie, it's great to meet you. I've never had the pleasure to meet you before today, so I'm kind of excited to hear some of what you guys have going on. So will you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Yeah, Ronnie, I grew up in Israel here in a kibbutz. Since I was a kid, I worked with farm animals, turkeys, dairy cows, fish ponds, and it led me to PhD in animal science at Hebrew University. And later on, I spent a couple of years at Michigan State, postdoc with Dr. Michael Allen about their nutrition. And since I came back to Israel about 6-7 years ago, I'm working in Afimilk. I work in the research group where we do the basic research, and obviously my focus is nutrition applications. So, for example, what we're going to talk about, efficiency.
Okay, well, that's great to hear, and I'm sorry for you having to work with Mike Allen for a while, but he's a good friend of mine, and he's a wonderful guy, brilliant mind. So, you know, we are talking about feed efficiency, and you guys have developed some new technology. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, I can tell a little bit about it, both in terms of the idea behind it, the research, the applicative research also, and how it looks now, you know, in our software. So basically, feed intake and feed efficiency, it's a hot topic, and there's a lot of research done about this, mainly about how to predict or individual feed intake. And this is something which has limited success so far. Mostly, it's formulas that are related to the energetic or to the lactational status of the animal, like milk weight and milk fat and the taste of milk and weight of the animal and so on. But again, the accuracy of these, of most of these formulas is not, I would say is mediocre. It's not suitable for a lot of the applications. It can be used in the farms, theoretically, which I'm going to talk about probably later on. But on the other hand, there's a lot of data currently in dairy farms, which is not used in most of these works, most of these DMI prediction equations. And what I'm talking about is sensor data, more specifically color sensor data. There's a lot of data that from colors, nothing we have AfiColor, but probably also other colors out there. We can get really good understanding of the behavior of the animal during the day. So it is kind of a different approach of how to to predict feed intake, not only by the energetic and the other status of the animal, but also by how it behaves, how much time is she eating, or even go deeper than just the time. So that was our idea. We have a big source, a big data source, which is not properly utilized so far. And if we can use it in combination with the other already existing data, like milk data and this milk and so on, then we can get a better prediction, a better understanding of the feed intake of the cow. So that was the general idea behind our research.
Okay. Well, can you walk me through some of that research that went into this development?
Basically, we are working on this for 4 years, pretty much, maybe a little more. And I can tell that we can divide it into two main parts. One is the basic research, and the other is the applicative research in the field, in commercial farms. So the basic was how to predict feed intake. So in order to do that, we had to collect individual feed data from multiple research institutes, universities, Michigan State, British Columbia, and others around the world. And we had to go deep into the color data of all these cows, redo a lot of work, how to use raw eating, rumination data to really characterize the behavior of the animal and to integrate it so we can use it to predict feed intake. And I can tell this is something that we started with one farm, and we had to do an initial predictive model, and and our initial results were excellent, but we also knew that one farm model is probably, we want something generic, not local. So we had the test was if we can get an algorithm or an equation that is created in one farm and to use it on other farms, and the accuracy will still be the same, then we know we're heading in the right direction. And I can tell you, as we added farms, now we have five farms and other three or four in process. I can tell you that the accuracy is very good. We were able to create an algorithm that predicts feed intake, not only in one specific farm, but also in other farms, which the algorithm was not trained on. I can also go into a little bit about the applicative side. Once we got this, we had to go back to the field. We spent about 2 years in some kind of a pilot stage, I would say. We went to about 60 to 70 farms around the world, 12 countries, 70 plus thousand cows. And we used our data there, we used our algorithm, and we got the farmers involved. The idea was that not only we are able to provide this data, but we need to know how to use it, when, and what are the preferences of the farmers. So that, I would say, was the applicative side of the research.
Well, that leads me to a great question of, you know, how can a normal everyday dairy producer, how do you think this can help provide value to them?
Yeah, so I would say that the two major applications are culling and breeding. So in terms of culling, this can be the easiest way to use it is in terms of timing of culling. Let's say you have a list of all the cows which are already marked as do not breed, as culling candidates, and you just need to decide when. Our system, using our feed intake algorithm, it provides the average feed efficiency and also the profitability or income over feed of each cow. So basically, we can take all these cows and rank them, but which cow is the most profitable and which cow is not? This is very easy for every dairy manager to understand. You just take the cows which are making less money. They're probably the best. They should be culled earlier. So, and maybe the more important side or the application is breeding decisions. Basically, what we provide is aggregated data of feed intake and feed efficiency and profitability of feed for cows in specific time periods. We, from the pilot stage, we learned which are the most important time periods for decisions for the farmers. I would say probably the main one is just before the first insemination in each lactation. So we had to find which the exact time period which is ideal for farmers to both get the data before they need to make the decision, but also for it to be as accurate as possible and as longer period as possible. So it can be as representative as possible of the cow. And so I would say that's the most usable. Imagine a list of all the cows before first insemination. And for all of them, you get the aggregated feed intake and income over feed for the first 2 months postpartum, or from 21 days to 56 days is more specific. And this way the farmer can rank them based on their efficiency, based on their profitability, and decide what is the correct, breeding strategy for each cow. So let's say the most profitable and efficient cows are probably the ones you're going to want to provide sex semen to, or they can provide embryos for transfer and so on. And on the other hand, the low-end cows, they are maybe candidates for beef semen. So that's the most important application, I would say.
So you can really start to use profitability as a selection index, which would be interesting to see.
We are going in the direction of adding extra data to improve our prediction. So, for example, we are not using milk components at all for prediction currently, even though it's probably something that will improve our prediction, just in terms of the data we have. Same goes to animal weight. So this is one direction. The second one, I would say, is widening the scope. So, for example, all the farms we use to train this algorithm and to validate it are all Holstein farms. We want to have to validate it also in Jersey and crossbreeds, and see if we need to make some adjustments for other breeds, and also for other management styles such as grazing, which we currently don't do. We do TMR, and also for dry cows, which currently we are predicting for milking cows, not for dry cow. So there's a lot of things we are working on adding to this to the scope of this algorithm. We worked in this project with many universities, and some of them were kind enough to give us their feed intake data. But what we also want is we want this to be validated outside of AFMILK. So we're also providing other universities which are not yet in our database. We're providing them with our colors and our predictions, and we want them to use it to validate it for themselves, both for them to use in research and, I mean, to have a stamp of approval outside of AFMILK.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's the best way for research, because independent research is the most critical, because that shows that it's real. I think that's wonderful. Thank you for being here today. And that concludes another episode of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, presented by Wisenetics.